From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen, and here are the top stories we're following on Friday, October 19th. It's unprecedented. A federal investigation of the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania and New York. Investigators want confidential documents and testimony from church leaders as they determine if federal laws were broken. Racketeering charges could be filed, and the statute of limitations would not apply. Former U.S. Attorney David Hickton tells KDKA-TV,
all of us in the community, including Catholics, have the right to demand a full accounting and a purge of this problem.
The Diocese of Pittsburgh released a statement saying it will cooperate fully with the investigation. Among other things, the subpoenas seek information on taking children across state lines for illicit purposes, sending sexual messages on the phone or computer, and instructing anyone not to contact police or reassigning suspected predators. Two suspects arrested overnight in the shooting death of a pizza delivery driver last weekend in East Liberty. KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller has more.
18-year-old D'Ambrosi Garland, he goes by D on social media, he was arrested, as well as 17-year-old Timothy Walls. They were arrested last night for the murder of 56-year-old Abdulganyu Sanusi. Police tell us that they received a lot of help in tracking down these suspects, so they would like to thank the community. Now, Garland and Walls, they face multiple charges, including homicide, robbery, conspiracy, as well as other gun charges.
And police say Walls will be charged as an adult. There's something fishy going on in the canned tuna industry. Pittsburgh-based Starkist is the latest to say it's guilty of wrongdoing. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
Its long-running commercials are familiar.
Sorry, Charlie. Starkist tuna in natural...
Starkist will plead guilty to price-fixing charges, part of a conspiracy with two competitors to keep the price of canned tuna high. Starkist facing a fine of up to $100 million, part of a broad collusion investigation. Last year, Bumblebee pleaded guilty to the same charge and paid a $25 million fine. Chicken of the Sea not charged because it helped prosecutors expose the scheme and cooperated in the investigation. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
And I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.